The story behind the two children pictured here is part plan, part serendipity. In December 1948, after finishing a Vogue fashion assignment in Peru, Penn set off for Cuzco, the ancient Inca capital. There, he found a local photographer's studio suffused with soft northern daylight and rented it for a few days. It was Christmas time, and families had traveled to Cuzco to sell their wares at the city's holiday fiestas. For some, the annual sojourn included sitting for a portrait with a local photographer. This time, the travelers found Penn there instead, and rather than paying for their portraits, Penn paid them for their time. Penn presents these children as they were, in their own clothing and without studio props, using just the simple backdrops he found in the studio. Curator Jeff Rosenheim.
The pleasure of the picture is the way they stare at the camera. They're not quite sure what's going on, but Penn allows them to feel comfortable, and they look at the camera with a feeling of participation in a magical endeavor. They're sharing something with him, and he's sharing something with them.
Penn did not speak much Spanish, nor any of the languages of his indigenous subjects. He relied on translators, but he had an uncanny ability to communicate without words. Tom Penn recalls watching his father work.
There was this unspoken language between the subject and photographer that was unique and absolutely consistent, whether it was a child or an old man. There was not one person that didn't get it. The deep respect that the sitters had for him in this silent exchange was so remarkable. His respect for humanity and other cultures was profound.
Over three intense days, Penn made roughly 2,000 photographs. It was his first series featuring subjects from a culture outside his own. Although Vogue had not commissioned the series, it published 11 of the portraits in color the following year. That magazine is on view in the floor case. It was not until several decades later that Penn made this print, and many of the others in this gallery.